97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday and I don't like it. I
love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking wasted.
Let's get turned, Chelsea.
That wasn't a button. That was just Chelsea yelling.
No, that was just me. Again, just yelling.
Wow. I don't know about you guys, but this Friday was long coming.
Yeah, it really was.
40 weeks for some reason. I feel like they feel the pressure to be extra, like, hey, you got Monday off. Settle down.
I know, so it feels so good.
2 weeks long.
Friday, kicking off the weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Good morning to you. Good morning, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Alex D.
Cricket.
Oh, our social media director is not in studio.
Looks like we're gonna get
case of emotion.
Interesting.
Looks like we're gonna get bagels next week.
Free breakfast, baby. Interesting because yesterday she did tell us she was gonna go to somebody's birthday party tonight or last night.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm gonna turn up, and then producer Brad was legit like, "Hey, you better not come in late tomorrow. I know you're going out partying."
Yeah, don't give me that "I'm gonna be late" text.
And then, bam, here we are, Alex D. There we go.
I'm just excited for her to roll up because I feel like she's going to be like a hot mess express.
Yeah,
so I'm excited for the things that are going to come out of her mouth today.
Well, she's listening right now, so it's not like we're not calling our shot. Like, she's going to walk in here. It's not like we're going to torture her.
Well, yesterday she said we should have known. She's like, can I just do social media from home tomorrow?
Like, that's not how it works.
It's a completely fair question.
It really is, right? Shout out to Tabra. She is here, and she drives all the way from the high desert. Good Lord.
She's coming under the wire a few times. I've looked in the phone studio. As like 601's rolling around, I'd be like, oh, that light's out in
there. But we three-way her, and as she's driving down from Palmdale, Lancaster, wherever she may be. Is it Lancaster or Palmdale?
Fresno.
Palmdale. From Bakersfield. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, call or text. Good morning, producer Brad, DJ Majestic. Good morning to you. How's your weekend kicking off, Brian?
It's already awful.
Oh, no.
How is that possible, bro?
Listen, I have a philosophical question for you ladies, because they say they want 100% honesty. I think that is not true. I think you guys are all a bunch of frauds and liars.
What happened now, Bri?
I was honest about who a woman was who'd hit me up on Twitter, and I was a little bit too honest. I see, the problem is I got caught by my I got caught by my girlfriend.
Whoa.
Well, maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
Whoa.
We'll see what happens this weekend.
Are you serious?
She's pissed, man. Here's the thing. I got caught, like, not ready to answer a question, and I should have taken the Fifth Amendment, is what I should have
done. A little bit of context for those of you that maybe don't know the storyline. Bryant is in a long-distance relationship with an amazing woman, and she's in Atlanta.
We had a great weekend this past weekend in Seattle with my family.
Yeah, absolute bachelor-style weekend, bro.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
hometown edition. Okay, so pick it up, bro. What happened?
I was getting coffee, and she hit me up, and she's like, who's so-and-so? And I should have been like, I'm going to need a minute to do a little background research and see what like was an appropriate answer for this question. And then I said, this is who she is, a chick from like 7 years ago who I used to hook up with. And she'd been like tweeting at me and stuff like that, but I haven't really noticed it. And then she asked me, and then I was just a little too honest about the background of the relationship. And then I realized upon further review that I should have just been like, just a girl.
She's just a girl.
What was she tweeting you?
Nothing. She's been like, she has a boyfriend, so I don't know.
Right.
Just not, literally nonsense.
Mm.
But just like had hit me up on, she'd messaged me about like that. Ironically, she'd messaged me about the break where I told people I had nailed how to win an argument with my girlfriend.
Ooh.
Where I was like, yeah, I'll be the hype man. And she's like a marriage counselor. She's like, I use that in my therapy now.
Hmm.
So, who knows? We'll find out.
I don't understand why your girlfriend would be mad if this girl's tweeting at you.
Well, she's not mad about that. She's mad about the details of the things I told her about the past. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't think women want all honesty.
Yeah.
I think you want like 85%.
Right.
No matter what, like talking about an ex is so sensitive.
Then
like,
don't
really
ask me questions about women.
Well, like, it's like, that's the thing though. It's like we want to know, but it still hurts our feelings.
You don't want to know.
You know?
But even though it was 7 years.
Trust me, I know my life. You don't want to know. Don't ask questions you don't want answers.
7 years ago? And she's still upset about it?
No, she's upset over, like, she's upset about the details, man.
Got
I'm
it.
Saying. I was too honest.
All right. We'll leave it at that. So, yeah, man. You're not going to go to Atlanta this weekend, right? Because you
work
here.
No, I'm in L.A. I'm in L.A. this weekend.
What shows are you going to be at? Because I'm sure you're going to vent about this during your comedy show.
Yeah,
and this is
believe
great.
Me, it'll happen. Claremont Flappers Comedy Club, 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday.
All right, man.
Well, 85% honesty is what women want. And don't ask questions about women when you're not ready for the answers.
Take that with you for the weekend.
Rules!
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Weekend is looking hot, everybody. LA and the OC highs are going to be about 89 degrees, low 90s. And then for the Valley and the IE, it's like 100 right there easily. So make sure you enjoy that situation right there. Let's try to stay cool. Hopefully you have some great weekend plans and expectations for yourselves. We're going to share and go around the horn with our weekend plans and expectations. And I'll just tease this, man. My pothead neighbors have become the biggest blessing in disguise.
Whoa.
Just leave it at that. All Brian, right. What are you getting into this weekend, bro?
I'm sticking around town, man. This weekend, all I'm is two shows, 8 o'clock each night, Friday and Saturday at Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont. So I'm heading out to the Inland Empire.
Yes.
Might swing by the University of Laverne, grab myself a new hoodie.
Your alma mater.
From the old school. Nice. See some friends. I got some buddies out there that run bars and things like that. My friend Jamie runs a bar called Roscoe's down in Chino Hills.
Hell yeah.
So I might swing by there, grab some food. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to not having any plans. Last weekend for me with my brother's wedding in Seattle and 9,000 things that I did with my girlfriend, like it just took it out of me.
Right.
And I just, it's been like a recovery week. So I'm just looking forward to sleeping. I'm not setting an alarm clock either
day.
And football on Sunday.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. It's going down. Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend?
Yeah, similar to Brian, I have two goals for this weekend. One is to catch up on sleep. I just need to like rest, recover. And the second one is I'm actually really trying to get BTS tickets.
That's how hard it is to get BTS tickets.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, have asks out to all my contacts. I thought I was cooler than that, so I thought maybe I could get tickets.
I mean,
worked in the music industry for a while, but it's proving to be very difficult.
K-pop, trying to crack the K-pop. You know,
I mean,
what I'm
not just the music industry. You're on a morning radio show, and you work at Billboard Music, who actually like charts and ranks these things.
Yes,
and
everyone
just like sending you to voicemail.
I'm feeling really bad about myself right now.
That moment when you realize you're like, oh damn. All right, I see you.
Okay. Oh, I got to go buy tickets like the rest of you.
It's a very humbling moment for me right now.
You send that text when people ignore you. You send it, oh, I'll remember this next time.
I saw you read that. Okay.
Yo, man, they're selling out Staples Center left and right. Was
oh
it
my
four
gosh,
nights?
Four nights.
Good for
it's
them,
crazy.
Man.
Crazy. Yeah, wow. Really excited for them. All so right. Hopefully I'll have an update on how that show is on Monday.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
If Chelsea breaks into Staples Center or not.
She'll have the same update as the rest of us following it on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could set up with a hot dog little cart out there.
Ooh.
And then just sneak in somehow.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you need a hot dog cart if you're just going to sneak in.
Bro, they'll let you go anywhere if you have a hot dog cart. That smell is hypnotizing.
Is
the hot dog with bacon
really
wrapped
true?
Around? Oh,
no.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I would not err on the side of that
word. No.
All right, so we'll check in on that, see if Chelsea breaks in or not. A little bit of context. My pothead neighbors who live below us have become the biggest blessing in disguise, or as my wife says, blessing in the skies. So I told you guys that for the last couple months, we've been battling with this whole situation. We live in a non-smoking building here in downtown LA. And I would normally not care if you're like smoking it up and whatnot, whatever it is, what it is, you know. But we have a 1.5-year-old daughter, and they've been hotboxing in their bathroom for the last 2 months. And their bathroom leaks into our guest bathroom, which is our daughter's, Ariela's, bathroom. And although we appreciate the amazing sleep we have been getting ever since we've been doing the secondhand smoke on weed, we appreciate that. It's not healthy for Ariela, you know? So the blessing in disguise is that we were able to break our lease early without any penalties because it is a non-smoking building, so they can't charge us anything because it's a health hazard. And thank God, today we're moving.
What?
Whoa.
We're moving today.
That was fast.
And I heard that if you want to know who your real friends are, ask them for a ride to the airport or ask them to help you move.
Oh, man.
Or for BTS tickets.
Yeah.
you need anything moved to Claremont, I'll bring it out there for you.
So today we're moving, man. It's such a blessing. So my wife and I were able to buy our first home here in SoCal.
Oh, congrats.
And it's a tremendous blessing. Thank you, Chelsea. And we're moving to Chino Hills, actually.
All right. Swing by Roscoe's with
me. You're going to be. We're going to party. And it's halfway to LA and halfway to my parents who live in Riverside. And like I've shared with you guys, my parents are going through some health challenges right now. My mom's going through chemo. So it's an absolute blessing to be a lot closer to them and be there with them. And we just gave them the surprise yesterday. We were over at the house telling them that we were looking at new homes because our lease was coming up. And then when we told them this is our home and it's your home as well, they were super excited. My mom started crying. My dad started crying. We were hugging. And I was just seeing them playing with my daughter in the backyard, picking the limones off the lemon tree. And it was just like, this is what That's it's cool. about.
Mm.
You know, coming from Mexico. First place we lived here in Santa Ana was my uncle's garage. And now being able to have this blessing, man, I'm just so, so grateful. So anyways, big weekend.
It's amazing.
That's so exciting.
And yeah, man, we got to do a housewarming party here pretty soon.
I can't wait to be at that housewarming party on FaceTime. Where do you live? Where'd you move to?
That's too far. Bro, in the morning, I drive at four in the morning. It's only like a 35-minute drive.
Yeah, what's it at? 4 in the afternoon?
I know.
We leave at 2 from now on. I'm not staying here past 2 p.m., FYI. I am out. So we'll let you know how that moving situation goes, and I'll see who my real friends are.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
So I have some breaking Post Malone news.
All right.
The poor guy should probably stop traveling in vehicles. That's all I'm going to say.
He just had a major scare on a plane.
Yep.
Now vehicle, okay.
So stay tuned, 6:46 in the Chelsea Report.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is Cardi B. Be careful. She's looking so good. Up at New York Fashion Week, front row. Get it, Cardi? That's when you know you made it right there.
She does look a little tired these days, I will say. You know, you can tell.
She's not getting all the sleep right now.
You can just tell that she's, like, struggling a little bit. You know, respect.
I'm just trying to say she looked beautiful, but that's all right.
She does!
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So, rapper Post Malone is having some really bad luck lately.
Mm. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
A couple weeks ago, he was on a flight that had to make an emergency landing after its tires blew out. And just this morning, actually, just a few hours ago, he was involved in a pretty bad car accident.
Oh, damn.
It happened here in West Hollywood at the intersection of Doheny Drive and Santa Monica Boulevard. His assistant was driving his white Rolls Royce. Mm. Malone was in the passenger seat. No injuries have been reported. We don't know if alcohol was involved or drugs or anything like that. But at 3:30 a.m., Post tweeted out, "God must hate me, LOL."
Yeah, bummer on your private jet and your Rolls Royce. Must be a tough one.
And you made it out of both. I mean, it depends on perspective, yeah. Right? Like, you made it out. Obviously, you're good to go, it sounds like.
I mean, I don't feel bad for Post Malone on this. I mean, car accidents are rough.
Yeah.
But he's fine. He's driving a Rolls Royce. I feel bad for the homeboy driving the Kia. Who hit him?
Yeah,
I don't
seriously.
Know whose fault it is.
Hey, Kias are great cars.
I'm just saying you never want to hit a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
If it's your fault,
no.
You will find out. I mean, come on. Are you serious? Your insurance company's like, what was that? You hit a Rolls Royce. All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't know whose fault it was either. They haven't said. Right. So, oof. Yeah, that's a rough one. So Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid's little brother, Anwar Hadid, are back at their public makeout game again, you guys.
Yeah.
So apparently last night they were spotted at a New York Fashion Week after party in an epic makeout session. And I quote a source, they said they were sucking some serious face and they weren't trying to hide it.
You know what that relationship is? I don't think it's anything serious. It's just, I think, you know, you have that one person, the go-to person.
Mm-hmm.
When you're single and the struggle was real, it's like you always knew they would come through.
Do you have
that person right now, Chelsea?
No, but like, I did growing up. Like, when you think back, I feel like they're probably they did a lot of firsts together. I have this feeling, you know? Like they probably, because they've been growing up together their whole lives. They have crushes on each other forever. They've like publicly said that when Anwar was going to turn 18, Kendall was like, I call dibs on him. So I feel like this has been going on for a while.
And neither one of them's trended on the internet lately. So Kendall's like, Kylie's getting too much of the line. White Anwar, let's make out at Fashion Week.
You speak the truth. But the weird part about what happened last night is that the Hadid sisters, Gigi and Bella, apparently were at the same party and like feet away from where this was going down. And Kendall and Anwar were like in their own booth
doing
their epic sucking face situation. And they were just standing there. So I also heard that Gigi has warned her brother that, like, be careful. Kendall's going to break your heart. She's not in a place right now where she wants to settle down. And obviously, this comes off of the fact that Kendall just split from Philadelphia 76ers Ben Simmons. So,
I mean, let's be honest, like the Jenner Kardashian clan, their track record for guys walking away from those relationships unscathed is not very good.
Yeah.
So that's probably really where the warning comes from.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to be on their TV show.
Don't do it.
Exactly. Don't do it.
And they all have babies. So they're all very fertile.
There you go.
So, you know, she's probably... doesn't want her brother to have a baby with it. I don't know.
We can't listen. We got what you said when you said they were fertile. But I appreciate the elaboration.
All right. right.
Thank you, Chelsea.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, download the radio.com app and also favorite it. Favorite it. Yep. Just so I feel really bonded to you right now. I'm tired.
Happy Friday. In 4 more minutes, we got Love Lies, Khalid and Normani. Also, Day and Night, Kid Cudi. Oh, such a good record. Stay tuned.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Crazy story, though, right here, guys. A Mets baseball player admits he used a fake baseball during a game to trick the umpires and the Dodgers. His name is Todd Frazier, third baseman for the Mets. The game actually went down on Monday, Labor Day, and the Dodgers lost 4-2. And this is a big deal because the Dodgers right now are 1.5 games behind Colorado, try to win in first place in the National League West to make it into the playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. So every game counts in a big-time way right now.
Right, September, it always
does.
Yeah,
it's huge. So the way it went down, and this just got discovered on Wednesday, and Frazier just got interviewed, and he revealed it after they discovered him, and a sports announcer from New York is actually the one that revealed this. So the way it went down is Alex Verdugo was up to bat for the Dodgers, right? So Frazier's on third base. The ball's hit foul going into the stands by the third baseline.
Left field sideline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Frazier's running towards the stands, makes a diving attempt to try to catch the ball, falls into the stands where the people were, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what nobody notices that there was a rubber ball on the ledge of the fence that, you know, from the field to the stands that was sitting there. And when he fell down, the real ball went somewhere else. He never caught it, but he found the rubber ball just sitting there. So he picked that rubber ball up and then raised his glove, showed the umpire. The umpire got there late and said, I caught it when I dove. The umpire believed them, called it out. The game moved on.
Wow.
And as he was running back on the field, he goes to grab the rubber ball. And that's when he realized, yo, this is some kid's rubber ball. It's not the real ball. So he had two decisions to make there, right? One, throw it back to his pitcher. And now the pitcher has to decide, what do I do with this rubber ball?
I got to get rid of this thing, too. Throw it in the stands.
I can't pitch with it because everybody's going to find out it's a fake ball. So what Frazier did, quickly, he grabbed the ball, realized it wasn't the real ball. So he pretended he was, like, just throwing it out to the stands, being a nice guy. And meanwhile, in the replay, in the video, you see a Dodger fan picking up the real ball.
Like, whoa, what is this?
What is this? And then he gave it to somebody else sitting next to him. Mm-hmm. But this whole situation has finally come out, and he's admitted to it. Yeah. He's like, I didn't do it on purpose in regards to the fake ball, but I did do it on purpose that I knew I didn't catch the ball. Mm-hmm. But you do what you got to do to win the game. And when they interviewed about him, they're like, yo, what led you to do something like this?
You know, just one of those things. Quick thing, it is Hollywood. So, you know, sometimes you got to act out a little bit.
It is Hollywood. Sometimes you got to act.
That's a weird excuse.
Though. No, he caught the ball. I mean, he caught the ball. He was running. Like, how long does the guy have to hold on to it? He fell, like, over a ledge, over not even just the ledge that's padded, but the Dodgers on that sideline have, like a foot of just tray area. Mm-hmm. So he falls over, like, 4 or 3 feet of railing onto cement. Like, but he flat out catches the ball. I mean, it's like,
if he would have caught the ball, it wouldn't have come out, Brian.
No.
On his glove.
I mean, you want him to hold on to the ball while he falls into chairs, into stands.
Yes.
Like, he had the ball.
That's him out.
You know what? Hey, it's not illegal. I looked it up. It's not illegal to trick the umpire. If the umpire makes the call, it's on the umpire. So, dude made a heady play.
That's what it is. It's a loss. 4-2. There's nothing they can do about it.
And go look at that video and tell me he didn't catch that ball.
I did see the video. It does look like he caught the ball. I agree with you, but then
there's no way you can prove it.
Yeah, because that's what's crazy about it.
The video doesn't even show him when he grabs the fake ball. You know what I'm saying? We know this now because he's admitted to it, and then you could see that it's not the real ball, that the person in the stands had the real ball, you know?
So now what's going to happen?
Okay. You can't. It's not illegal.
It is what it is.
That's crazy.
To trick the umpire.
He out-tricked everybody, was smart with it at that moment in time to help out his team win, and it is what it is, but it's pretty nuts, man.
Did the kid get back his rubber ball, though? That's the question.
I don't think so. I think he got the real ball
instead. Homeboy didn't even like, he just kind of chucked it real quick. It's not like he made a big production out of it. He just kind of flicked it.
Before I get caught, I don't know what this ball is. Later. And the funny thing about it is, like, when the inning ended, Frazier goes into the dugout, and it's just sitting there, like, story time, telling all his team, it's like, yo, what really happened is this. And everybody's like, what? You know? So,
I mean, it was a hell of a play, dude.
Yeah.
If he flat out never made glove contact and the ump just blew it, I'd be like, ah, you scumbag. Mm-hmm. But, dude, he catches it and falls over 3 feet of railing into cement and Props to Todd Frazier, does not kick anybody in the face. Like, right? He's got body control. He holds his legs up in the air. Doesn't whack that guy with the rubber ball in the face or any kids or anything. So good for him, man. Take that out.
Yeah, man. I'm just a diehard Dodger fan, so I don't like the fact that we lost. We need a win, baby. We need a win. All right. In 4 more minutes, we got the Amp Mini Mix for your Friday. Also, we got 4 tickets for you to go to our Amp Takeover of Not Scary Farm going down September 20th. Stay tuned.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
If you ever want to send a shout out to a crush of yours, hit us up 877-971-HITS. Text us. Apparently it works. Majestic always uses our platform as a dating app. Send a shout out to a girl named Jamie.
It's a strong move.
And you guys went out on a date, man. Congratulations, Majestic.
Thank you, Edgar, for putting that out there like that.
All the Jamies.
I hope she's listening.
He's going to pick them off one first name at a time.
Any Jamie listening. How did it go, man? You guys good?
I'm going to just say that we had a great time on that date. Or at least I did.
So. There it is, man. Congrats. So any shout out to you guys, I'm telling you, it works. 877-971-HITS. Right about now, getting into this crazy story. I came across this video on Instagram yesterday. I'm sure you've seen it. And there was no explanation behind it. And I was like, I'm one of those people like, I can't see a crazy ass video and not know, like, right, how did it end?
Yeah.
Why did it happen? So basically, we finally have an explanation for you behind a video that's gone viral of a lady randomly falling through the ceiling of a Mexican restaurant here in Garden Grove. It's called Sabroso Mexican Restaurant. Here's the audio. Somebody captured this lady falling through the ceiling. Check this out. Just imagine, you're just trying to order your burrito. You're going to get dos tacos al pastor. Ah, what the?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It was a long fall, too, and she fell, like, feet first, which,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's worse, to fall head first or feet first,
feet
but
first,
it didn't look
definitely
good. Yeah.
You land on your head, you die.
Broken neck, potentially.
Well,
thankfully, she's okay. But the funny thing about it, too, is, like, the people recording it, this is what they had to say about it.
Today is totally insane.
Like, I want to know what else happened in their life today, that day, you know, besides some lady falling through the ceiling. So Brian's got the details. How the hell did she get up there? Why did she fall through the ceiling? What's going on, bro?
So what happened was the woman who fell through the ceiling, she they're reporting that she's homeless, though that may be kind of a blurred line, but they do think she was on crack cocaine, which makes sense because she was above. She like somehow managed to get above the ceiling of the restaurant. She went to the bathroom and just stayed in there for like an unusual amount of time. I think they had called police too to be like, hey, we've got a woman who just wandered in here and she won't come out of the bathroom. A line forms. Then the reason there's video of it is because she finds like a weird crawl space door.
Yeah.
Like in the bathroom. Clearly probably something for like, you know, getting into the air conditioning duct area. So she crawls through that and then she starts walking around above the restaurant and there's parts of the ceiling that are more stable than others.
Absolutely.
So people start seeing like thumping tiles kind of like, and they're all filming. It's like, what in the hell is going on above the restaurant?
Right.
And all of a sudden, you see this lady, like, foot first fall through. A cable, like, snags one of her arms. And she falls, like, got to be at least 12 feet.
At least, yeah.
At least 12 feet. I think the most miraculous part, she gets up. She's like, puts her glasses on and, like, she's like, I'm good. And, like, paramedics and stuff are trying to help her. And she's like, no, I'm fine.
It was amazing. She got up, put her glasses on, fixed her ponytail, said, I'm okay. I just went the wrong way.
Good to go.
And then rolled out.
She got treated for minor injuries. I think they reported that they kept her in the hospital a couple days to evaluate her for, like, drugs and mental health, because it's not normal whether you're on drugs or not to end up above the ceiling of a restaurant.
So. Wow, man.
So don't do crack, kids.
Bottom line, that's the moral of the story. Check out the video. It'll be on our Instagram story at 97.1 Amp Radio. Coming up next after Cardi B, I Like It. Guess what? 4 tickets for you to go to our Amp Takeover of Not Scary Farm.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I see you singing along to that song right there, baby. Flashback Friday right there. Sugar Sugar, Baby Bash, Frankie J on 97.1 Amp Radio. Humble Commercial Free Mondays. That's the OG Sugar Sugar, because then Robin Scholz remixed it and remade about 2 years ago. And actually, I was catching up with Frankie J recently, and he's putting out a new record with Baby Bash, Connecting Again, and Chiquis Rivera. So they're going to be doing that. They did a music video in the city of Industry at a drive-in diner like 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be interesting to see what that sounds like right there.
Love that story. I'm just catching up with Frankie J. Where are you guys kicking it at?
I just became friends along the way, man, of just him doing big things, you know, early 2000s, stuff like that. And he's a really, really, really good guy, good family dude, and a cool dude right there. So coming up next, we got the hookup hotline. If you're looking for some sugar, it's like speed dating but live on the radio. Give us a call if you want to meet anybody, all right? 877-971-HITS is the number to call. Good luck.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Every Friday at this time, we have the hookup hotline, which is like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two listeners. We give them 97.1 seconds to, I don't know, get to know each other, ask each other whatever they want.
Get weird, get crazy. And then at the end, you can decide whether to hook up or hang up. It's pretty easy.
Let's meet our two lovebirds this morning. We got Jason, age 29, from Inglewood. What up, Jason?
Inglewood, always up to no good. You know how we do.
Fucking simple. All right, and here is Nicole, age 27, from Montebello. What up, Nicole?
Hey, how are you doing?
You guys up to no good in Montebello, too?
Sometimes.
All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Ask whatever you want. Let the hookup begin. Go.
All right, so are you a cake person or a pie person?
Love that question.
Ooh, cake. Cake, definitely cake.
Cake.
You early bird or night owl?
I'm a night owl. All right, so have you ever taken a boyfriend back after he's cheated on you?
A kill me?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Oh, it's forgiving.
Okay, that's what's up.
You ever cheated on a girlfriend?
Whoa.
Here we go.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
All right, if you could be any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Moving right along.
If you could be any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Love it.
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to go with Donatello. That's the first one I can think of.
Yeah, big stick.
All right.
A big stick.
Smart one. That's good.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with the real. What's your sign? I got to know. It's a thing with me.
Oh, Capricorn.
Capricorn? Okay.
Is that good or
what
bad?
What does that mean?
Like land sign, a little stubborn.
Time's up! Okay. Time's up!
There we go.
I love how Jason moved it right along.
That's how you do.
Have you ever cheated on a girl? Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Let's keep it light. Keep things light. Keep it moving.
Oh, Inglewood coming through, baby.
That's amazing.
Nicole, you're going to go first. Jason, I'm going to put you on hold. You're not going to be able to hear Nicole's answer, whether or not she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
All right, hold on. Nicole.
Hey.
Donatello from Montebello.
Loves cake.
What are your thoughts on Jason from Inglewood up to no good?
He seems fun. He seems pretty funny. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I could talk to him for a bit.
It doesn't bother you he's cheated on a girlfriend
before?
Well,
she's got experience. She
I mean,
it
I
back.
Don't know the full story, so I mean.
So you're saying that sometimes it's okay to cheat?
No, I mean, not necessarily no, but I'm not going to judge him.
Wait. Yeah, you'd be more forgiving in certain circumstances than others,
yeah.
I'd imagine.
Well, whatever.
I mean, sometimes things are different. Like, everyone's, like she said, everyone's got circumstances. Mm-hmm. You'd be hammered and be like, that's more forgivable than someone just actively going out and banging your best friend.
Okay, well.
Sober.
All right.
It's so aggressive.
Teach their own.
Nicole, hook up or hang up?
Let's hook up.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool.
Hang tight. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Jason now. All right. Hold on. I have a feeling Jason's going to be down, though. Jason!
What's up? All
right, bro. Hook up or hang up with Nicole, and why?
Oh, man. I mean, I'll hook up, man. She seemed pretty cool. And even when she asked the question about the whole cheating thing, she seemed real, real about it. And when I said I cheated before, she didn't seem very judgmental right there. I'm like, no, let's see what's popping.
Do you cheat a lot?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been on all sides of the, you know, the equation. So, you know, I've been cheated on, and I've cheated before. So, I mean, people are people.
People can't say you're not honest.
Yeah, you know, let's be real, and then let's see what happens.
There you go. I like the mentality. All right, Jason, hang tight. Jason and Nicole.
Yeah.
Jason, Splinter.
Splinter? Splinter. Donatello.
No, he's Splinter. Nicole's Donatello.
Okay. I mean, I think he sounds like more of a Michelangelo, to be honest.
Yeah? All right,
the party dude.
He just has so much wisdom. Uh-huh. You feel me? That's all I'm a Splinter. Long story short, you guys decided to continue the hookup. Congratulations!
There we go!
Cowabunga, dude.
Told you it was a Michelangelo. Yeah.
Is it cool if we check in with you guys on Monday around this time to see what happens, if anything, over the weekend?
I'm down.
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. And you know we got to do this now. Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles.
is in a half shell. Turtle power.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and Alexa in studio now.
In the building, out of the trunk.
Sassy Alexa, ready to be a savage this morning and answer your questions. I mean, Can't wait.
I suppose I could leave her in the office, like on the desk. We have a nice little office with a nice window looking out onto Wilshire Boulevard.
With
people, if you're ever driving by, throw us a wave. Well, when we're in the office. In the studio, you can't see nothing. We have windows into the hallways.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go with Alexa. We got the first question from Leilani in Baldwin Park.
What up, Leilani?
Hey, Alexa, how come my dog always looks at me in such a bored way?
This one is both hilarious and easy to answer.
Yeah.
Your dog looks at you in a bored manner for one simple reason. They are bored.
Nailed it.
Your dog doesn't want to do anything that you are doing. Hanging around with you while you do people stuff isn't on their to-do list every day. They want to go out and have fun and do dog stuff. Like chase squirrels, dig holes and play in the mud. Call me crazy, but I have never seen a dog get super excited about checking their social media on a laptop.
I've seen people get excited about posting as their dogs on social media.
You know what creeps me out? There's some dogs that have like human eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of look like a human face.
They look too much into your soul.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, that's when you believe in reincarnation. You're like, oh, you were a person one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a creepy one because you're humping everything.
our dog in Atlanta, Leo, he's got like a face where either he's smiling or like he's got like a frown. He's not frowning. He's just got like resting frown face.
Aww. Resting frown face.
So he'll look at you and you're like, what's wrong, buddy? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. He just, is that like, he nailed it. Then I'll take him outside and I'm like, why are you still frowning? He's not, he's happy.
I'm good. This is my face, yeah.
All right, so next question is from Keith at Chapman University.
Oh, good time, so Keith.
He says, hey, Alexa, what do you think about doing group projects?
Oh.
Group projects are the absolute worst. Mm. There is always one person who ends up having to do all of the work, and then most of the other people in the group just skate along and don't have to do anything really and get all of the benefits.
So true.
Really. What you want to do when you are going to be in a group project is never be the smartest person in the group. You don't want to be the person that everyone looks to for answers. Be that owl who just chills out and skates by.
True. Who are you in a group project? Chelsea. I have a feeling Chelsea had to do all the work.
Control
yeah,
or she would just make herself do it.
Yeah, I was kind of like the leader a little bit,
yeah.
You know, for the most part.
I was a leader, but I wasn't the smartest one, so they never let me do all the work. But I was always like, look, when it's time to present the project,
yeah.
I got you.
I feel like you'd be like the motivator, too. You'd be like, come on, guys,
we got this.
It's going to be the best project ever. This is it, our future.
You could be positive.
You could spot out the one person that wasn't going to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And we would just tell them straight up, like, we learned along the way. You just like, hey, just be honest. You're not going to do anything, right? Nope. All right. Don't be involved. You're good. We won't say anything. It's all good.
Yeah, you can spot him in this room. It's me. I'm not doing anything. I'll be honest about it right there. I think I did like one group project in grad school where I did most of the work.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is useless. I'm never doing it again. I'll just skate by on you guys.
For sure.
All right. Last question from Wilma and Irvine. What do you think about eating organic, Alexa?
Ha 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 ha. Eating organic is a scam.
What?
I am pretty sure that the word organic translates to expensive as f- stores and restaurants charge you like 5 times the amount of money for a carrot that was free range or something. I don't care if the carrots are grown in cages with pesticides, just make them cheap.
Jeez.
None of the best foods in life are organic. When was the last time you got organic free range French fries at a fast food place? I rest my case.
Free range French fries.
Alexa, I'm not taking you to Air One now.
What is Air One?
It's a grocery store right over here, a couple blocks away, but it's like
the
all organic. It's literally Whole Foods on crack. It's
nice.
All organic, gluten free, vegan, everything. But it's really good. It's expensive.
Edgar would try to make it there, but there'd be like 9 different food trucks on the way.
Yeah.
Like, that one looks fine. Yes. Was that the fat queso? I'm gonna get that one
for sure, man.
Thanks. Thanks for hanging out, Alexa.
Yo. Before we get out of here for the weekend,
yeah.
Don't forget to go to smartcupsenergy.com and use the code SMART for 15% off your order.
Nice.
Listen, you know that your ass is going to be tired this weekend. Don't reach for an energy drink that looks like it was designed in a frat house and is probably bad for you. Go for Smart Cups. Just add water and you are good to go. Or
right.
If you want to really keep the party going like I would,
jeez.
Add vodka.
Well,
that's smartcupsenergy.com.
What about the vodka part? This sellout.
That was not a commercial, by the way. That was not
hashtag not spawned.
A commercial at all.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. So last Friday, we gave you an opportunity for the very first time here on our show to spill someone else's tea. Like, let's say you got a crazy secret, some gossip, a.k.a. cheeseman, from a friend of yours that you've been carrying around, holding you down. You need to release it somehow. So we told you, just call in, be anonymous, change your name, and spill it. So Paula called in. We named her Paula. And she was not excited at all to spill her friend's tea. Listen to this.
Oh, my God. I had to have a six-pack last night because I just couldn't hold it in anymore. I'm shaking right now.
FYI, if you know who Paula really is, never tell her your secrets.
Yes.
Right. I mean, we kind of put it out there that it was going to be on the radio.
Yeah. So we have an update. What she spilled last Friday is that a female friend of hers, who we're just going to call Mary, okay, just recently split up with her husband, and now Mary is hooking up with her ex-husband's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula's the only one that knows this. And she was going to go on a play date with Mary's ex-husband's kids and her. What was going to happen? We're going to find out next what happened to Paula on this play date, because now she can't wait to spill that tea.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We have an update from last Friday's spill your tea moment, all right, where you call in and you spill that cheeseman. Let us know what's going on in your friend's life, because you don't need to be carrying around all that tea.
That's too much pressure.
That secret that they told you to don't tell nobody, but it's so juicy. So anyways, we had Paula, we changed her name. We had Paula call in and tell us this, that her female friend, we're going to name her Mary, mm-hmm. just for the sake of the story. Her friend Mary just got separated from her husband, and she's already hooking up with her ex-husband's best friend.
Oof.
That's the tea she spilled. Mm-hmm. But what was awkward about it is that this last weekend, Paula had to see Mary's ex because they set up a play date for the kids.
And he has no idea that his ex, soon-to-be ex, is now hooking up with his best friend, and she's got to be in the middle of that and try to keep a straight face the mm-hmm. whole time.
Exactly.
Like, she's got to have that moment where he says, hey, what's new? And she's got to be like, nothing at all.
I know nothing. Not here. You don't come for me for the gossip.
Stop
I know nothing
grilling
at
me.
All.
I know nothing. Yeah.
There's nothing going on between your best friend and Mary.
Yeah.
Paula, please spill the tea, girl. What happened last weekend?
Okay. So last weekend, I meet up, we say hi, this is with the ex-husband, and he's like, great, so I'm going to quick rush, I'm going to take him to the park, so yeah, I'll touch base with you later, but here's our itinerary. So he made it quick and simple for me, there was no chit-chat, so that was good. So he was in a rush, I'm like, perfect. He takes the children, and they go. Now, 3 hours later, he starts blowing up my phone, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, something happened with the kids. I answer the phone, and he's like, hey, so I'm playing with the kids, and my son, he mentions the name of best friend.
The best friend, yeah.
Do you know what's going on with Mary? Because my son says that he spent the night over best friend's house with Mary. Now, this is news to me. I'm thinking, she was supposed to hang out with me Friday, but she stood me up.
You said that.
You said that to him.
I said that, and it was true. We were supposed to hang out the day before the play date occurred, but she canceled last minute, so I went. Next day, play date, take the kids. Now he's checking up with the questions because his son, you know, was just mentioning things.
Yeah, like kids don't know that they're not supposed to say stuff.
Yeah, now meanwhile, while he's talking to me, I'm getting texts from Mary.
Oh, because so she's wondering why that she thinks that you blew her up.
Right. And so I'm thinking, okay, so I finally tell ex-husband, this is not my place. If you want me to pick up my kids, I'm more than happy to do so. Whatever you tell me stays with me. That's how you know who I am. But you have to be an adult and go straight to the source. And I told him, I actually have her texting me right now. So that should be an indicator that you guys need to discuss something, especially when it involves your kids.
Yep.
So let me know what to do because I'm more than happy to pick up my kids and you can go ahead and work it out. He's like, no, it's okay. It's cool.
Wow.
She then.
Mary.
Mary. I'm reading the texts now. And she's like, do you think my ex would mind if best friend and I pick up our kids? Like, she's asking me for advice about this. And I finally just went, okay.
You're like, don't do that. Don't. No.
Oh, my. So my whole thing with her, I just called her up and I said, look, I respect you. I think that's why we have this relationship of being best friends. You're exactly the type of person I want around my daughter. So she can grow up to be a strong woman of color. But right now, your actions are not in alignment with how I want to raise my kids.
Wow.
So you need to woman up, because if in the event my kids are told to cover up for whatever it is you got going on your private life, we're going to have issue because now I'm mama bear.
Right.
Yeah. Do not put my kids or myself in that position. She took it, and I don't know what's going on now.
Oh, my God.
The saga continues. God.
Paula, we'll check in with you next Friday.
Yeah. Damn, we got a story going.
We're binge-watching Paula's life.
Yes. I am somehow involved in a relationship, and I'm not even in a relationship. This is, like, so much stress.
So true. Paula, thank you. I hope you being able to vent and spill the tea with us helps you release some of that stress you're carrying from this relationship.
You have no idea.
Paula, thank you so much. If anything else happens, please let us know, okay?
Oh, I will.
Take care, Paula. Ooh, some good cheesement right there.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And guess what? It's payday.
What?
Woo, money.
At least for us. And hopefully it's payday for you too. And you can find out which one of your coworkers is balling when you go, yo, it's payday. And then they go, oh, is that today?
Nice.
I didn't even know. It's like, they don't even know. Chelsea.
Direct deposit, man. Egg, you're like one of the only guys I know who just wants the paper check every time.
I know, it's
they
so
have
funny.
To deliver it to you every time.
Every time I go to the bank, because I do get a paper check and go deposit it myself. They're like, does your work have direct? I already don't have to ask them. Yes, they do, but I don't use it. I'll tell you two reasons why. One, psychologically, it feels good.
Like a trophy.
At least for that moment.
Yeah.
To carry that money in a piece of paper and go deposit it. You know, it's just like, all right, this is what I work for. Number two, there was this one time, something happened with technology where people didn't get the direct deposit at work for like 5 days, and I was able to cash in my check. See?
There you go. See, wow. I want mine in unmarked bills in a briefcase.
Let's go. Yes. So enjoy that. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
Yeah, so it is a big week for the BTS Army here in LA. I'll tell you why coming up. And this actor being job shamed was probably the best thing that could have happened to him.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Remember we were talking about the dude that stole a hearse in Mexico?
Yep.
And it had a dead body in it?
Still the body inside.
Yeah. And I was like, why would you steal a hearse? But the bass on this song gave me an idea.
Oh, no.
Imagine packing out the back of a hearse just with 12s and 15-inch subwoofers, bro, and just bumping it.
Sans dead body, right?
No, yeah, you take the dead body out.
Yeah,
for sure. That'd be awkward.
Nah, you don't need that. That's weird. I still think it'd be a great, fun thing to do to get someone in a hearse to get, like, become an Uber driver. And just film people's faces when they pull up.
Yeah, that's actually
like,
really
that's
funny.
It doesn't say a Kia, Rio, what? No, this is a hearse.
Uber death. No, man.
And have a hearse, but have, like, really what seems to be a dead body in the back. Like, that'd be creepy if you were an Uber driver. But that's like a good
yeah,
hidden camera joke.
That would be rideshare. Doesn't Uber XL, the carpool one, they have it? No,
Uber XL, Uber
like
Pool.
How funny would that be?
Uber Pool, yes. There's a dead, fake dead body.
Oh my
with
God,
you.
That'd be a great prank.
We
anyways.
Gotta do that prank. We gotta do that.
Oh, yes, it is a big week for the BTS Army here in LA, you guys.
Get it, BTS.
Yeah, so the fellas of the K-pop band officially kicked off their 4-night stint at the Staples Center. All nights sold out.
That is nuts. Four nights. Sold out Staples Center.
So impressive.
Wow.
I'm still trying to get tickets and I'm failing miserably. It's really difficult. So
Chelsea this morning came and she's like, guys, I'm not as cool as I thought. I've been asking people for free BTS tickets and nobody's come through for me.
You know, I like work in music. I work at Billboard too. I'm like, someone's got to come through. And still working on it. So, stand by for nothing.
See her in the rafters.
But it's really cool. Fans are so freaking dedicated.
Yeah.
Even though they kicked off their first show on Wednesday, fans were camping out outside of Staples Center all week long, some for 4 days before the show.
Wow.
They've traveled from all over. There was a big group that traveled from Nicaragua.
Damn.
Girl who traveled from Kansas City. Like, it's just, I mean, kids are so excited about these LA shows. It's literally BTS mania in downtown right now. It's pretty cool.
My wife and I and my daughter were having dinner in downtown yesterday at Testa. Super cool spot. Say what's up to Kevin there. He's a good guy. But long story short, I saw a bunch of BTS fans. And I want to ask you, if you're a hardcore BTS fan, why do so many of you wear these little ears on the top of your head? when you go into the concert.
Like, the, is that like a
almost
a
like
theme costume
like
thing?
Ariana Grande.
Almost like Ariana Grande
was,
style
I,
ears.
I remember.
If you know, text us 877-971-HITS. Why so many of them were rocking the little ears?
Yeah, I think it was a couple of the members were rocking them, so they kind of all, you know, got on board with that. But also, BTS just topped the Billboard charts, the Billboard 200 once again last week for their album Love Yourself Answer, so it's pretty cool. They're killing it. So I don't know if you guys saw this story that went viral, but a girl who was shopping at Trader Joe's recognized the guy working the register, was an actor who used to star in the 80s sitcom The Cosby Show. His name is Jeffrey Owens, and she actually snapped a picture of him, posted it on social media, job shaming him.
That's terrible.
You know, obviously, Jeffrey was mortified by the picture and said, you know, in the past 26 years, I've hardly ever had an acting job that lasted more than 10 weeks. I got to the point that I needed to take a job to pay my bills, to support my family. But, you know, obviously, people are upset that that she's job shaming him
for this.
You know, he's trying to support his family.
And can we just say this? That's the reality of 95% of actors.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
You know,
it's tough.
You don't. Not every actor makes it big. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong in this honest job that he has at Trader Joe's.
My brother's been in like 15 national commercials in the last like 6 years. Still drives Uber.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's
tough, you got to make money how you make money and to support your dream.
Absolutely.
That's the reality.
Yeah. And but the thing that's cool is celebs are coming forward and defending him. Nicki Minaj just announced she's actually donating $25,000 to him.
Oh, that's dope.
And then Tyler Perry tweeted him and offered him an acting gig on a new show that he's producing. So it's interesting. It's like, you know, even though this is such an embarrassing thing for him, also it's probably one of the best things that could have happened in a way.
Watch a bunch of actors start setting up photo shoots. How dare you shame me at Starbucks? Hey guys, who's gonna give me a job?
I know, right?
Just wait. We should tell your brother, right? You know,
right. Like, shame him.
Just waiting around. Yo, speaking of, we should get him the hearse to drive Uber.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to do that right now, given the health situation.
That would really bring your rating down, too. Huh?
Right, yeah,
he's like, I don't want to. All right, and then quick shout out to Avril Lavigne, who announced that she is making a comeback. I'm really excited. I was a big Avril Lavigne fan, so I'm really excited. She announced she's releasing new music, so
good for her.
That's exciting. All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, download our radio.com app, where you can catch us anytime, anywhere, and also favorite it.
Yes, 97.1 Amp Radio. Favorite us and catch our podcast. Love you guys. Stay tuned. We got some more Not Scary Farm tickets coming your way in the 9-8.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You heard it earlier, but Chelsea told us about Post Malone being in an accident. Was it just yesterday, Chelsea?
Yeah, it was this morning. It was literally at like 2:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh, and his Rolls Royce. We don't know exactly how the accident happened, but he did post that overall he's okay.
Yeah, he posted there's no injuries, but he, you know, he tweeted out, God must hate me, because he's had bad luck lately traveling, because he was in that airplane that had to, you know, make an emergency landing because the tires blew out. So, but luckily, everything, it seems like he's okay right now.
And also, LAPD reported that there's no substances involved in any part of it. Just so no rumors go out.
Because
2:33 in the morning, West Hollywood in a Rolls
Royce. The
first
thing you think of.
And it's a rapper. You're like, oh, jail time. Everything seems fine in that regard.
I'm glad he's okay, both from the airplane situation and this car accident. To me, he sounds pretty lucky right there, you know? All right, just want to bring you up to date on that. Also, asked you a question, BTS Army, BTS K-pop band that's blowing up, it's doing big things, selling out four nights here at Staples Center. I saw a bunch of fans yesterday downtown LA going to the show, and they were rocking these little ears on their head, and we were asking, like, what is that for? And 760 texted in, the ears are BTS's characters. It's basically representing BTS, so we wear them. They're also very cute. So it's a way to recognize the other BTS Army members. So that's really cool. Thank you for texting in on that. Coming up next, we have an update. We've been catching up with Vanessa from Long Beach. She's one of our listeners that helped us. She asked you and us for help choosing her baby's name. And we have an update on baby Gio coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And we have an awesome announcement to make for all you guys that have been following the story of our listener, Vanessa from Long Beach. Remember, she gave us the honor to vote and choose her third baby's name. And you all chose Gio by a landslide. Giovanni.
Over Tyler, Ryan,
David.
Mike, Dave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gio. I mean, I feel like we set all those names up to fail.
Absolutely. So, guys, live from the hospital, we have Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
We're waiting for the announcer. What's going on?
Baby Gio's here.
Yay!
Yay! Baby Gio!
What a blessing. Congratulations to you and your family, Vanessa.
Thank you so much.
And his middle name is Amp, right?
It's Royce, like Prince Royce.
Royce, like Prince Royce, who's a famous Latin artist, bachata, and so on and so forth. Awesome. So how did your delivery go? Because I just saw you at your baby shower 2 weeks ago, and you were having contractions there.
I'm just being gangster about it, like, nah, no big deal, just little contractions.
He's like, nothing's going to stop this party, not even the birth of my child. So 2 weeks later, he's born. How did it go?
It was good. The medicine that I had to help with the pain wore off. And yeah, I just did all natural birth for him.
Wow. Is that the only time you've done an all natural birth? Because you have three kids. This is your third, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Is it the first time?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, and wow.
It was not fun.
You're a trooper, man.
I'm telling you, man. I was in that delivery room also with my wife. She chose not to take any epidural.
Epidural, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you do take epidural, as a woman, you don't know when the contractions are coming.
Yeah.
You can't feel it, or you don't know how hard you're pushing. And sometimes it makes the delivery even longer than it needs to be. So she was like, I'm going to try to go natural. And she did. And I was just like, I am absolutely amazed at the whole concept of women giving birth.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've always respected women, but after experiencing that, I'm like, you guys are superior. You guys are gods walking on earth. Like, it's amazing.
Insanity.
It's amazing what our bodies can do. I was just in the delivery room with my sister-in-law last weekend. Same thing. And I was newfound respect, you know? I always knew it was a miracle and it was amazing, but you're incredible for going through that. That's
I want to be nowhere near the delivery room. Like, I don't even want to be, like, fully aware of the capabilities of the female body. I'll just let that be a mystery to me and you guys can handle your business.
Vanessa, what did Gio weigh, and how long is he?
He weighs 7 pounds, 7 ounces. He came out to be 19 inches and a half long.
Nice.
And he looks like he has, like, bluish gray eyes. Yeah, they're still kind of dark, but of course those change. But my daughter had the same eyes, and now she has blue eyes. But he has brown hair, and so cute.
Congratulations, Vanessa. And once again, thank you for allowing us to be part of this special moment within your family. We love you and your kids and your whole family. Blessings to you guys.
Thank you. We love you guys, too.
And we'll see you out of this high school graduation party.
We got the baptism party to go to.
We got so many parties.
We got first communion. We're set. We're at all of them. First birthday.
So congratulations, uncles and aunties over there.
Yay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What an honor. Thank you, Vanessa.
Of course. Have a beautiful day, you guys.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
She's so awesome, man. So happy. A new listener. That's really what I'm happy about.
Yeah, multiply, guys. That's how you win.
That's how we do it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So, you know, when you text us, we see your text and we love to interact with you at 877-971-HITS. And we just got a text from one of our listeners, and it's just a picture of him with a black eye.
Right, that's it.
We call him Pacoy Marigo. He originally called in maybe a month or two ago, calling about a story how he got back at an ex that cheated on him by hooking up with her twin sister.
And everyone else in the family that he could.
Yeah. Paybacks.
Or anyone in her life, like the lady who does her nails.
Yeah. It's so funny because he called in saying he was from Arleta, and I knew he was just trying to hide that he was really from Pacoima, and we blew a spot on that. So we're going to call him right now and find out, how the hell did you get this black eye? Why did you just text us a picture with no explanation? We're going to find out with you. If he answers, good old Pacoy Marigo. He should be at work right now, too.
He should be, but.
Taking selfies and sending them to us with his black guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello?
Pacoy Marigo!
What up, man?
What's up, fellas?
It's Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea from Amp Radio. What up, bro?
How you guys doing?
I think doing a little better than you are, bro. Yeah, no. We saw your picture of a black eye.
Well, we're from UC, yeah.
So how did you get the black eye, bro? Break it down.
I came from a party, nice, beautiful party. A little bit buzzed. Okay, I was drunk.
A little bit buzzed. Okay, I was drunk.
Okay. I was, like, walking back inside the house. I was, like, going to go get ready to go sleep. And, you know, I need to work early. So, yeah, I was walking up the house. And
Hold on. You were walking up the house.
He felt like he was walking up the house.
What are you, Spider-Man?
He's a little fuzzy on the details.
I am Spider-Man. I got bit by a damn spider, too.
Oh, God.
You were trying to make your way to your room, and then what happened?
The damn big-ass dog. I have a big-ass pit bull. He's like 180 pounds. He's like 200 pounds. I don't know. He's a big-ass pig. And I didn't see him. So I tripped over into that.
Oh, no.
I mean... he didn't flinch.
So you tripped over your pit bull, and then how did you get the black eye?
I fell on the stairs.
This dude.
I hit my face on a damn stairs, but I mean, I don't know how long I was there, man. I was there for like 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
My uncle was coming back in into the house, and he's like, "What are you doing down there? I'm like, I don't know. What am I doing down here?"
Dude, it sounds like the scene out of like a classic telenovela. They always fall down the stairs and get injured, minus the pit bull.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're being real productive at work today. Is that hungover and beat up from your dog?
So, man, I got up. I'm like, oh, I'm sleepy. I'm going to sleep. He's like, no, you're not. You can't go to sleep for like 2 hours or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You got a concussion. Mm-hmm.
He's like, here's another beer.
Hey, you're not supposed to drink and stay up. You're supposed to stay up.
Here's another beer.
Yeah, for 1 second, I was like, this guy knows medical stuff. And then he's like, here's a beer. No, he doesn't.
That is remedy for everything.
But overall, you're okay.
I'm fine. I've just been having a headache, like nasty, but like I thought I was fine. You know, I went to work the next day and I was kicking it. I'm like, I'm fine. You know, whatever. Right. Little something.
All right, man. Yeah, definitely get that checked out, bro. If you've been having a headache for more than one day, for sure. Bro, we love you, man. Thank you for calling in, Doc.
All right, love you too, guys.
Be safe. Stop losing fights to your dog.
Yeah, for sure. Paco Marigo, right there, everybody, with the black eye.
And such like, a character.
Forklifts going on in the background and stuff. This dude.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
You made it to Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us this week. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Remember, in less than 5 minutes, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to our AMP takeover of Knott's Scary Farm opening night, September 20th. Stay tuned for that. Right about now, though, we got the Dopest Moment Award. And it goes out to Jason from Inglewood up to no good. So he participated in our hookup hotline this morning, which is basically like speed dating, but live on the radio. You call in if you want to meet somebody else. He met a girl named Nicole from Montebello. And I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, especially as a dude, whether you're talking to your significant other or you're trying to holler at a girl, and then a real awkward question comes your way, and you kind of want to be honest, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
This guy had an awkward question come his way, and the way he dodged this bullet was absolutely gold, like a buck.
Like Neo in the Matrix. Just ducking awkwardness. Yes. Let's go.
Spot on, bro. And it even led to them actually wanting to connect, and they might go out this weekend. So tune in on Monday to find out what happens with them. But this is the moment my man, Jason from Inglewood, dodged that bullet. Check it out. Let the hookup begin. Go.
All right. So have you ever taken a boyfriend back after he cheated on you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Oh, it's forgiving.
Okay, that's what's up.
You ever cheated on a girlfriend?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
All right, if you could be any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Moving right along.
If you could be any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Love it.
Okay. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to go with Donatello. That's the first one I can think of.
All right.
Time's up. Time's up.
There we go.
I love how Jason moved it right along.
That's how you do.
Have you ever cheated on a girl? Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle? Wow.
So good.
Woo! That was like straight up Donald Trump level Twitter, right? Oh, Russia collusion? Nah, Nike. Move along.
Yeah. You can tell he's done that before. He's been in that situation before, you know, where he's had to scoot it along a little.
Straight up.
Casually.
Maestro right there. Not only did he move it right along, but then he brought it to cartoons.
Yeah, and everyone gets excited over nostalgia, too.
Hell yeah,
it worked on me. If you can, listening back to that, I was like, oh, when he asked that question, like, I was impressed that he, I was like, oh, he totally, it worked on me. Like, I would have just skirted
Chelsea,
along.
You totally forgot that he was a cheater. You're like, Ninja Turtles.
I brought it back later on in the conversation, but in that moment, I totally fell for it. I didn't realize it, but I did.
I actually would appreciate if the president would do that, right? Like, he's like, oh, collusion, White House falling apart. What's your favorite Ninja Turtle?
Yeah.
Tweet about that.
And we're like, oh my God, that's crazy. I'm going to hit him with my answers.
By the way, Brian, if you were a Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
I'd be Michelangelo.
All the way?
No, actually, I don't know. I'd be the rude one. That's Raphael, right?
Yeah, Raphael. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be the rude one.
I was going to say Raphael, but not because he's the rude one, because he's the cool, calm, and collected one.
Well, he's cool, but rude.
Yeah, it sounds like Brian and Chelsea.
Hybrid.
To each other.
To each other. I know. That's why our clashing.
You guys
our
are
clashing
cool,
comes in.
But rude to each other sometimes. I like, what did I say, Michelangelo? Nunchucks?
Yeah.
Either that or Donatello. I'm between those two.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty cool
probably
guys.
Probably more of a Donatello.
No, everyone forgets about Leonardo.
You know what he's known for, though, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of a nerd.
He's kind of the nerd. But I actually always loved April growing up. I was like, man, she's an independent woman. Her and the Ninja Turtles hanging out.
Yeah. News reporter.
I wanted to be her. Yeah, exactly. I did. I wanted to be her when I grew up.
And we talked about this earlier. And Chelsea, you brought up this whole idea of the Ninja Turtles. Just think about this, right? Talking turtles, chill in the sewer, eating pizza.
Yeah. I 100% think that it was just a bunch of really stoned guys sitting around being like, man, bro, we're going to cut these Ninja Turtles. They talk to each other. They eat pizza and they like save people.
I don't know why you guys acting like it's so ridiculous. Toxic ooze got in the sewer. That's what made them like human animal hybrids. I don't see why you guys are acting like that's weird.
And they're named after famous artists. It's perfect.
Oh, I love it. That was fun. That was fun. And we got to end it with this. Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in a half shell, turtle power.
See, everybody forgot that Jason's a cheater.
He's a good guy, man.
He was fun.
Jesse Ortiz coming up next. Happy Friday. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.